Alexis Folk is a nice person. She's polite and smiles often. She is very articulate, thoughtful, and well-spoken. She's also relentless. My mom and my dad have always taught me, if you feel something is not right, speak up with your words. Nicely. Alexis speaks up whenever and wherever she can in her pursuit of a more accessible world, so she, and others who live with a disability, can pursue their goals, share their talents and knowledge, experience a full life, and live as independently as possible. I won't stay quiet when I see something that is inaccessible. Alexis began speaking up on behalf of her fellow students and herself in grade 7 at Adam Robertson Elementary School. She was approached by Sophia Devji, School District 8, South Dakota 8, teacher, about planning and participating in a winter field trip for visually impaired students through Project Adventure, an organization that fosters leadership and experiential learning. I said yes, and I'll only participate if all people with disabilities get to come, not just people with visual impairments, everyone. Alexis worked with Sophia to write to the SD8 board and staff as well as community organizations. As a student leader, she helped to raise $2,500 through bake sales and other fundraising efforts for an accessible dog sledding trip to Salmo. She said that everyone had fun participating in the dog sled outing and learned something about themselves, including Alexis herself. I realized I had a voice to advocate for others, and that people were listening. I had the feeling that I actually do make difference in this world, even though some days it's more apparent than others, she said with a wry smile. Her leadership and advocacy work inspired Sophia to nominate Alexis for a Rick Hansen Difference Maker Award in 2023. When Alexis won the award, her advocacy path was set. Since 2023, Alexis has delivered a podcast called Meeting Mighty People. She has interviewed provincial government ministers, disability advocates, and occupational health and safety experts, among others, to highlight the importance of inclusion and accessibility for all in the built environment and outdoors. Alexis has identified the need for wheelchair-accessible doors in her school and continues to work toward making all SD8 schools more accessible. She serves as a student member of the SD8 Accessibility Development Working Group that advises staff on everything from website toolbars to make online information more accessible for visually impaired, deaf, and neurodivergent people, to advising operations staff about facility improvements for better access. Alexis recently completed the Accessibility 101 course through the Rick Hansen Foundation, RHF, Fundamentals Program, which is a first step in becoming qualified as an RHF accessibility professional who formally rates buildings on their level of accessibility and makes recommendations for improvements. It teaches you about the building code, universal design, accessible design, and how to communicate with people, she said, adding that after she completes the RHF program, her longer-term career goal is to earn a degree in psychology with a specialization in counseling, so she can advocate and mentor her peers to realize their own educational, career, and life potential. I can mentor others. I can tell them what I did on my own journey, and I can tell them that anyone with lived experience as a person with a disability is qualified to advocate for change. Putting accessibility and inclusion at the forefront is difficult. Expertise and lived experience together go a long way. Alexis shares her expertise and lived experience as a member of the Regional Accessibility Advisory Committee, RAAC. The committee advises the Regional District of Central Kootenay, RDCK, and its municipalities on identifying, preventing, and eliminating barriers to access for people with disabilities in regional or municipal programs, services, initiatives, and facilities in accordance with the Accessible British Columbia Act. Alexis credits her parents for supporting her in taking on the role of a leader among her peers and her community. My parents said, "Don't be afraid to be who you are. It's okay to be authentic and to be you when you speak up. Sometimes you have to dig deep to find the courage, but you're never going to receive unless you ask. Until you learn to ask nicely, you're just going to sit there." She also recognizes her teacher Sophia and Rick Hansen Foundation Ambassador Marco Pasqua as two people who have taught her about using her voice to create positive change for disabled people. They gave me the opportunity to explore a new side of me which I really enjoy, the side of me that wanted to and would eventually have a voice for people with disabilities. Alexis has evolved from a soft-spoken, shy girl to someone who has confidence and strength. A therapeutic equestrian program in the Creston Valley taught her to ride and handle a horse starting at age 7. In grade 10, she gave the keynote address at the SD8 2023 Student Leadership Conference on the topic of diversity and inclusion. Her courage and willingness to confront challenges have cemented her role as a leader among her peers. This past summer, Alexis received the highest profile recognition to date when she was awarded the King Charles III Coronation Medal. Kootenay Central MLA Brittany Anderson nominated Alexis for the award for her support of people with disabilities even while she has faced adversity and challenges herself due to cerebral palsy. Medal recipients are recognized for their significant contributions or outstanding achievements that bring credit to a community in Canada. When asked what she would advise others with disabilities who are still trying to find their voice and advocate for themselves, Alexis doesn't hesitate. Start exploring, and I don't want to say, don't be afraid. If there is fear, then express that to the world, and they will know how to respond to you. Have the courage to use your voice. Dig deep to find it. I think able-bodied people don't realize how much power and how much good we in the disability community can do when we receive the right support. If you don't have the support to be the best you, it has major repercussions. Alexis plans to continue to seek support when she needs it and to use the awards and recognition she has received to further her career and her calling as disability and accessibility advocate. These awards mean nobody can ignore me when I say something. I can show the government through the awards that I have formal legitimacy in what I'm doing and validate that I'm here for a purpose. Another wry smile. The awards will also help me get into university. Alexis will graduate from Creston HomeLinks in 2025.